Ruin Tits for Breakfast. On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Good morning, Tex.
Morning, Dits.
How's the body? You've pulled up all right?
Pulled up really well, yeah. Yep. Played three quarters on Sunday and quite enjoyed getting a kick. It was a bit different. To me, first week.
Can I ask you about the preseason comp? Some people, I've heard commentators already say, why don't we just hit the ground running in round one? Everyone just play their internal trials. Are you enjoying these early matches?
I think, two or three. Some say three's enough, and then some say two's enough. I think it's good. Personally, I think two games is fine for me. I feel like I'm pretty ready to go to play round one. But then I'd say another game is great for experimenting, giving opportunity for young guys that have had really good pre-seasons, guys like Harrison Wigg, guys like Wayne Miller that didn't play much last year, first-year boys that have come in, Pahulki, Gallucci. So I think it's great for those to get rewarded for the things that they've done throughout pre-season.
Well, it's just whether you need to see them on TV or not. I mean, you can do that in trial games or, you know, you could play at Richmond in a trial game and not be on TV and not know anything about it. But I think a lot of people like watching it and seeing how those young players are going. Tex, on the weekend, if you were down at the game or if you're watching on Fox, you'd see that Geelong dominated possession in the first half, but the Crows, I think, were still in front at half-time or close. It was... just explain how they can dominate possession and what you guys were doing wrong, and then tell us what Pike said at halftime to change, and you had a very dominant third quarter.
I think it was a number of things from our perspective. We wanted to keep our forwards pretty deep, and in the first half, I thought...
Deep as in close to goal?
Closer to our goal, yeah. And we weren't able to do that. I think we got caught up in congestion, which enabled Geelong to have multiple numbers behind the ball.
So they had extra blokes behind the ball and they could just chip it around to each other.
The way they want to play is they want to run at the game, they want to handball and make you sort of overcommit. And then the other one was the way they kick and kick mark. So
if you don't pick them up tight, they can just keep chipping it around.
Go through you, yeah. So after halftime, we said, righto, we need the forwards to be patient and let the ball come in, and then we're going to press right in behind it.
Push up and try and man up, and instead of having loose numbers, man them up so they can't chip it around.
Yeah.
And they've got to kick it to a contest, and then you go again.
And then we'll get our midfielders and defenders pressing in.
You dominated in that third quarter.
It was good to watch. That's a picture in my head of how we want to play this year.
Yeah, well, when the midfielders get the ball, Tex, you get plenty of the ball down the forward line. We saw Hampton again, do some really clever things. Do you think he'll play in round one, and can he be as good at what... He's getting a hell of a lot of press at the moment, which always worries everyone, but can he be a good fellow for us this year for the Crows?
Yeah, look, he's had a great pre-season, and I think I said it a couple of weeks ago, I think it's his first pre-season which he's been able to put together consistently. So, look, he's played some really good footy for us and still learning his craft. So I'm confident that come round one, his name will be thrown around for selection.
Interesting one, Dits. Bernie Vince, when he left the club, none of us were happy. I certainly wasn't. I know you weren't. I know Bernie's dad wasn't. I know a lot of people wasn't.
Tex is still missing him.
At the time.
I do miss him.
Yeah. We all miss him. But when he left, the Crows got Matt Crouch for him. Now, Matt Crouch is turning into a very good midfielder. I think he's about to have another best year. He had a significantly better year last year. I think he'll take a big step forward. So that's what you get for having the courage, if you want to call it that, or making the brave move to do it. Still not saying it's right because you've got culture and, you know, all of those things to consider. But Matt Crouch, I think he'll have a breakout the year this year. Do you think the same?
Well, I've said it to him on multiple occasions, Matt. I think it's the best nick I've seen his body in. It looks like an AFL body.
What did it look like before?
Yeah, probably
SNFL, B-grade,
Ballarat C-grade. But no, he's been able to put in a great pre-season. And I think having a taste of what AFL footy's about last year, and he's been able to play at the level consistently, he understands what it takes now to do that week in, week out, and he had an awesome pre-season and he's throwing that through JLT.
Yeah, and Bernie Vince won a best and fairest at Melbourne. Anyway, 7:20.
Did they play finals?
Sorry?
Did they play finals or?
They will.
It's all part of the plan. Yeah.
No, they will.
Okay.
Tex, a year or two ago, as captain of the mighty Camry Crows, you took the boys along to one of your favourite bands.
Tex, what's going on?
Tell me this is not bloody true, William. Shattered.
You know what he's like. One team, all together. We do everything together, and no better way to emphasise than go in the one direction.
Now, the word's out, Tex. Now, that was bad enough. The word's out. You want to go to another concert on Monday night. What is it?
Adelaide Cup.
No. After the Adelaide Cup.
You're going there first, yeah.
What is it? Oh, Guns N' Roses.
No. Bruce Springsteen's been.
Monday night, I don't... Jeez, that's next week.
You wouldn't be hunting down Adele tickets by any chance, would you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Far out. Tex, are you an inspirational leader?
We might have to put our own show on the roof. Quite possible I might find myself going.
Quite possible. I think that's a yes.
Far out, we can confirm.
So are all the boys going? Who's off to see Adele?
Just the forward line.
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure who's going. I'll find out for you and get back to you.
Now, by the way, I know you've got influence here, but we'd love to interview the face of the Adelaide Cup. Can we get Ellie Brown in?
I'll go. I'll walk out.
Can we get Ellie Brown in or not?
No, you can't.
Why? Yes. Why not?
You've got to allow her out of the closet, Tex. Let her have her own life.
No,
Stop restricting her.
She's got her own life.
Restraint of trade, it is, what you're doing.
No, I'm not.
Why aren't we allowed to interview Ellie Brown?
Have you let Sarah come on radio?
Yes, bloody hell. I don't have any say in that.
Anything else, Dick?
You rule the roost, do you?
Anything else?
So she's not allowed to have her own say. If we ring her and get Ellie Brown in,
what sort of environment are you creating?
To talk about footy.
Fair enough. Now he's got the ump.
I might as well bring me dogs in here.
He's got the ump now, hasn't he?
Boston and Buddy and get them on radio.
Hey, we actually had you on radio yesterday. Listen to this.
Yeah, I was sitting on the bench and, you know how we're in Adelaide?
Yeah.
And we're playing at Richmond Oval.
Yeah.
In Melbourne, in Richmond.
Yeah.
I was thinking, do they have an Adelaide Oval?
I don't know. They might. There you go. That's our new Tex Walker.
What about the joke?
Oh, Jesus. Some people have too much time in their
hands. Yeah, they do. They do. Righto, you're off to Noarlunga this weekend?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Now, are you going to play four quarters or not?
Yeah, we'll probably have our probably strongest team in, so.
Oh.
Righto. Look out. Look out, Brisbane.
So take on the Lions.
Take on the Lions.
He's going to come up with anything he's thinking. He's thinking, Tex. He's got nothing.
All right, that was Tex Walker. On your Tex. Thanks for coming in. Now, have you got a joke to leave us with?
Yeah, well, you live up in Arndorf, Dan.
Yep.
I was walking up there the other day and walking down the main street and some bloke threw a bottle of omega-3 capsules at me. Hit me right in the head, but luckily my injuries were only superficial.
Fish oil.
Right, next week, Ellie Brown.
Get Ellie in.
Tex, thanks to Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home.